thank you guys so much for being with us today. My name is Rocky. I'm one of the pastors here at Sandals Church, and I'm here with my wife, Nicole.
Hey, everybody.
So excited to be here with you to talk to our young marrieds. This is a new thing we're doing and trying out as we're creating our own content. And really, we're just excited to be able to come and talk today about this idea of being friends with your spouse. I think so many people think this is a great idea. This is the idealized version of what marriage could be or should be. But also so many people don't know how to do this or haven't had a good model for it, or just really it's just this kind of idea that's out in the distance that they don't have a grasp on. So I'm really excited. Today we're joined in the studio with some really cool guests. I have my mom and dad with us. We'll make this extra confusing. My dad is also Rocky and my mom is Tracy. So why don't you guys say hi and tell us a little bit about you.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I'll let your mother speak.
Oh, okay. I'm Tracy. We have been married for 43 years. We have four kids, and we're going to be having our 14th grandchild soon.
I've been retired for almost 2 years now, kind of enjoying it, spending time traveling, which is one of my favorite things to do. Kept ourselves busy, though, also at the church, because Tracy and I both volunteer at the church, have been doing it for 7 or 8 years. And we've also been teaching pre-marriage classes, Sandals, for about 7 years. Oh. And so it's been a fun experience. And it's also been a growth for us as well, because the tools that Sandals put together are such wonderful, helpful tools. I wish when your mother and I first got married, mm-hmm. we would have had those tools. We had to do a lot of things through trial and error. And so I go through this and I think, wow, this is so valuable. And I always stress this with the young couples. I said, you may forget some of this content, you know, after you get married, but you may have an occasion where you have a disagreement and suddenly you're going to think, oh, what was it they said in that about communication? So anyways, yeah, that's what we do at Sandals
our young marrieds, if you got friends that are getting married soon, send them to Sandals Church to go through our young marrieds content. Maybe they'll even wind up with my mom and dad as their instructors, but just an awesome thing. So listen, one of the reasons that I wanted you guys here today is I think that a lot of people I talk to, a lot of our young marrieds and even our older marrieds that I talk to, they have this idealized version of what marriage could be and should be. And friendship is included in there. But they haven't had a model. They don't know how it's supposed to look. They hear from their friends and from everyone else that marriage is difficult, that it's hard work. And so they have this idea of it, but they don't know how to grasp it. And I was thinking, how do I experience this and how have I had it? And I think a lot of that is due to the fact that you guys modeled it for me growing up. You know, I always saw you two as friends first. And you also made that very clear that mom was your number one friend and I was not. That's the reason I wanted to have you here. One, because I know that both of you didn't grow up with that as an example from your parents, but you've made it work in your marriage. And so I'd just love to just talk about that. But before I really turn this over to you, what I want to say is that when we look at the Bible, God talks, in fact, God specifically calls two men his friends in the Bible. And then Jesus in the Gospels tells us that he no longer calls us his servants, but he calls us friends, that he invites us into this friendship. The Bible tells us when he talks about marriage that Eve was created for Adam because it was for his good. It was for his enjoyment, for each other's enjoyment, because God saw that Adam was lonely and needed a helper. So this idea of friendship and marriage is not this new 21st century idea. This is something that's timeless and classic, and really the prize of marriage is to be married to your friend. So I just love to hear from you guys on like what friendship has looked like in your marriage and how has it grown over the years?
Well, he goes to the mall with me.
Sorry.
He's just, he's the one person I'd rather be with, you know, and I just love hanging out with him. We love doing things together. We have a lot of the same interest with Jesus being the center of that. And I think that has really helped our marriage.
Yeah, I think our our faith in Christ has been very important at the center of marriage. But yeah, we were friends first. When we met, we were just friends. There was no romantic interest at the time, and we just enjoyed hanging out with each other. And through that friendship grew, a love for one another. And as your mom said, there's no one I'd rather hang out than her. She is my best friend. I enjoy doing things with her. And I couldn't imagine not having that friendship in my life. Friendships are very important, and they give real meaning to life.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. I mean, I was reading this quote from this lady named Selena. She hosts another podcast called Fierce Marriage Podcast. And she said, I think there's nothing that can really replace friendship and marriage, because friendship is one of those things that's just the day-to-day glue of the relationship, that it pulls you together and binds you together. And you guys have been married for going on 44 years now. You just got back from Hawaii, 6 hours ago, and ran over here and jumped in the studio with us. Thank you guys for doing that. But I remember as a kid, just watching you guys make time for each other to make your friendship a priority and spend time together. And I know that a lot of people, when we look at this, we think, okay, this is the idealized version of friendship, at least as I'm hearing it. How do I do this? You know, and it's maybe a little easier to think of how do you do it when you're retired, when you've got a income coming in, when you have a lot of time together. But how did this relation, how did the friendship and your marriage really begin in the early years of your marriage? Like, what did it look like and how did it work?
Well, I think because we were poor in the beginning, like most people, we would sit on the counter and we'd talk about our future, and we would take long walks to the mall, but never buy anything. We'd window shop, and someday we're going to get that. And I don't know. I think that really brought us together. It was like us against the world, you know, and we're going to do this.
Yeah, we would talk about our hopes and dreams for the future. And it was just in it together, but it was such a deep friendship. Just enjoyed each other's company, laughing together, talking together, going and doing things together. And I think that doing things together with someone, rubbing up against them, it's kind of a glue that it does. It sharpens you. Mm-hmm. And also, I think what's really valuable are the differences. I don't think like she does, and she doesn't think like I do, but we can sit and communicate and talk about and respect each other's opinions and differences. And I've really found it's extremely valuable, the differences, because she'll see something that I didn't see, and I'll think, I would have never thought of that. How valuable that is, how important. So I think that's part of friendship. When we have friends, not all of our friends think exactly like us. We have common interests in things, but there are differences, and being able to respect those differences and not get upset with someone. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, so when you both were sharing about differences of opinion, but also sharing your dreams together, there's a lot of vulnerability that goes into a deep friendship. So your spouse should be the person you trust the most.
Yes.
That you share your innermost self with.
Right.
That you are the most safe with.
Yep.
So what does that look like, especially early on in your marriage, when you were figuring out how to do life together and how to respond graciously to each other's flaws? How did that friendship get deeper over time, like in the first few years of your marriage?
Well, I think some of it was just the challenges of being a new married couple and trying to figure out life at the same time. But those things really brought us together, because as Tracy said just a moment ago, it was us against the world in a sense. So the difficulties in life just drew us closer together. And we found that we could laugh even in the midst of some difficulties. And it was because we were together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was with my best friend.
Yeah. Hmm.
And how did that morph as you guys became parents? Because it's very easy to get lost in the weeds of parenting, career, school, paying bills. How did that friendship evolve and still stay a priority in the beginning of becoming parents?
Yeah, I think we had a good example in his parents, because they put so much into their kids that when the kids moved out, they didn't have anything in common anymore. And we used to talk about that. And we used to say that we didn't want to be like that, you know, that we loved our kids, but our job was to raise them and release them. And then it would be just us two. Mm-hmm. And we didn't want to just be sitting on the couch staring at each other. Like, what do we do now? You know, so I think we really intentionally worked on that in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Noticing different relationships and how people interact was actually a very good tool for us to see that and say, what did we like and what didn't we mm-hmm. like and what can we do different? I think a big part of it for Tracy and I was always communication. We could always talk, as you mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. Nicole. We could share anything with each other without fear of being rejected because this is my best friend. And it's okay if I have a different idea. It's okay if she has a different idea, but being able to communicate and respect each other's differences and their different opinions. And I think that just really helped bind us together, the difficulties, challenges of life, career, school, children. And I always knew, I used to tell our children, I said, I got married to be with your mother. And we love you, but you really are a byproduct of this relationship.
Sorry, son.
Oh, feel great now. You know, I actually remember Dad telling me many times, depending on my age, he'd say, hey, son, I got you for 6 more years. I have your mom for the rest of my life.
That's yeah. right.
That's right. So, mm-hmm.
All right. 6 more years.
And it went by fast.
It did. It did. Yeah, it's hard to believe. So one of the things, so Tim Keller is this just amazing theologian. He actually passed away recently. He was a pastor for 50 years. And he said this. He said that that a great marriage is not just one that sees friendship as a garnish to their marriage, but rather marriage as a garnish to their friendship. In other words, that friendship is the core of the relationship. What would you say to that, or how have you experienced that in your own lives?
I would say that's definitely true. Our friendship has always been the core of our relationship because, you know, romantic feelings can, you know, wane at times, you know, it's kind of cycles, but your friendship never changes. And as long as you keep working on it, you know, you invest in friendships, right? You spend time with people. That shows that they're important to you. You're investing in them and you let them be them. And you know, just, I think for us, it's just, the friendship has just grown over the years. It's deeper now than it was when we first met, and it continues to grow. And again, even to this day, I can share anything with your mother.
So I think the question then for a lot of our younger marrieds is how do we do this? And so as we begin to wrap up our time together, I thought we'd give 4 kind of key ways that we could do this together. The first one is to simply make time for each other. I think so often we just don't make having time for our spouse a priority. We let a lot of other things creep in. And so just simply making time together. Now, Dad, I remember when I was, you know, probably junior high and early high school, and even before that, we lived in Reno Valley and you would commute all the way to Orange County. Mm-hmm. You had a demanding job, you know, it's probably 10 hours a day plus another 3 or 4 hours a day on the road. How did you, especially in like such a busy season of life, how did you actually make time for each other?
We scheduled it. We took time.
Hey,
to schedule.
Look at that. Schedule.
We scheduled time together. We scheduled dates. We scheduled time away together. Also, we had a regular bedtime for our children, and that allowed us to have downtime just to be able to share and reconnect at the end of the day. And we took advantage of that time, and we took advantage of being able to get away once in a while and just always to reconnect. I mean, your children are extremely important to you and your career is important to you, but this is the most important relationship you will have in life. And so you need to invest in it and take time and never take it for granted.
Cool. The second way to make this work in your relationship is actually probably the most obvious one, especially when we're talking about having a friendship, is to have fun together, to actually do things that are fun and enjoyable. We were doing some research for another marriage lesson that we're writing right now. And I was really surprised because one of the things it said is that to increase enjoyment in your marriage, one of the key things to do is to do something exciting together. And I, like, for the longest time, I've always thought, oh, you know, to keep it, you know, fun and exciting, you know, have a regular date night and go get tacos and chips and salsa. And this article, you know, that was written by a professor and, you know, researched across like thousands of people, was actually saying what you really need to do is to do something that you don't normally do. Go to a comedy show, go to a concert. And you know, of course, my instant response was, well, at a comedy show or concert, you're not talking to each other. You're just experiencing the same thing together. And his point was that that's exactly what you need. So what would you say to just this idea of having fun together?
Well, it's very important to have fun together, you know, to go out and do things. And like, we like to zip line, ATV, do all that stuff still together.
Snorkel. I think it's, you need to have adventures together. Because your mom used to always say, if there was a challenge in life, and I would say, oh, this is a problem. She'd go, no, it's an adventure. And that taught me that, okay, it's how you look at it, right? And so we would plan adventures. I can remember celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary, and part of it was I told your mom, we're going to go dive with the sharks. And so we actually went in the water with about a dozen black tips and white tips, and it was very exciting, exhilarating. So there's something to be said about doing something exciting.
I love it. Nicole is sitting here shaking her head no. So I've been trying to get her to go on a cruise for years, and she's always told me she wouldn't go on a cruise because she was afraid of getting eaten by a great white shark.
And icebergs,
of course, obviously. But we went on a cruise just a few weeks ago.
And who planned it?
You planned it. It was amazing. It was awesome. It was a surprise. It was great. You push down your fear of the great white sharks and, yep, you know, the flying sharks that jump onto cruise ships.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of fun together. It was really good, even though I got sick. Mm-hmm. It was really great.
I had a great time.
Yeah, bet you did. The third thing that we could do to actually make this happen in our marriage is to celebrate the big things and the little things together, to find opportunities to make a big deal out of our marriage. And I love that we're talking about this, because I also think it gives us an opportunity to remember the anniversaries of the things God has done in our marriage, not only reinforcing our enjoyment of our spouse, but also reminding ourselves that God is present with us, that He is working in our marriage, and that He is doing things. And so to celebrate things, not just, you know, birthdays and anniversaries and, you know, the date of your first date or your first kiss. But hey, you know, celebrate that it's been a month and you guys haven't yelled at each other. Celebrate that it's been 3 weeks and, you know, nobody's had to sleep on the couch. You know, all of these different things is just to celebrate each other. So yeah, what do you think? What are ways that you guys celebrate each other? I know that you celebrate, it feels like you celebrate all the time.
I know, I was going to say that.
Every time I look at your calendar.
Celebration.
Yeah, every time I look at your calendar, you're going somewhere new. So.
Yes, yeah. Well, I married a gypsy, so yeah, we celebrate all the time.
Well, and I think it's also important to, you know, don't forget birthdays. Mm-hmm. Don't forget Valentine's Day. Don't forget those things. Celebrate those things, because it's just a reminder of your connection together. And I think that's so important to celebrate. And, you know, every couple's going to have arguments, mm-hmm, but it's always remembering your friends. And I can have a disagreement with my friend, doesn't end the friendship just because I have a disagreement.
Oh, true. Yeah.
And so it's so important that even in the midst of a disagreement, to just take time to calm down and remember, this is my best friend. And I, you know, to maintain the friendship, you've got to invest in it. And
yeah. So what are some ways that you guys, and Nicole, I'd love to hear from you too. I know you do a lot of the planning in our lives. But what are some of maybe some affordable ways that you have celebrated and had fun together? And maybe what are some more of the ones you've had to save up for and plan for?
Sure. Just going for a walk.
Mm.
Spending time.
That's definitely affordable.
Yeah.
I can afford that one.
Yeah. And I remember many times when we were first married, we would just go for a walk and buy an ice cream cone and just talk, just enjoy each other's company. We've gone out hiking out in the Palm Springs when it was cool, not when it's hot. We've gone to the mountains hiking. We've gone just to have lunch together somewhere, nothing expensive, you know, it could be just fast food or just get a sandwich in a deli shop or something. And then planning bigger things to celebrate milestones like anniversaries and so forth. And So yeah, we've saved up to do different trips over the years, and you know, put aside money so we could do those things together, celebrate those types of things. But there's so many inexpensive things you can do that don't cost. Just going out in the backyard and putting a fire in the fire pit and talking.
My favorite thing for our anniversary is not going away, but having a really romantic dinner at home. Nobody's there. You don't have the people around you. You don't have the waiters. And it's just nice. Just being together, laughing and having fun.
I think for us, celebrating, I mean, I think back when we had just had kids and you were self-employed and I was a stay-at-home mom and we had no money.
We didn't, yeah.
And sometimes celebrating looked like buying one of those more expensive, like little pints of ice cream and sitting on the couch and sharing it.
$5 pints. Yeah. Ben and Jerry's, yeah.
During COVID, when we couldn't go anywhere and everything was closed, you know, we would have like a wine and cheese date in the backyard after the kids had gone to sleep.
We had one recently. I came home from work and the kids actually said, they met me at the front door and they said, "Dad, mom is waiting for you in the backyard." And they said it really awkward. And I was like, "What's going on?" I'd just gotten home from work. I think I had like another meeting in an hour that I had to leave for. And I walked outside, I went to the backyard and you were like wearing this nice dress. You had a candlelit dinner with like all set out. And it was like all of like the fried fast foods that I love. It was
Uber
like,
Eats.
It was Uber. It was like, oh yeah, it was awesome. It was like egg rolls and like cheese puffs and like, and it was so much fun. And she was dressed all fancy and it was super basic food. Well, and it was just a blast.
First of all, there's nothing basic about that food. Second of all, it goes back to what we said about making time and scheduling things. We were in a very busy season. He was in school full time, working full time, doing volunteer stuff full time. And I was like, we're not going to get a date night anytime soon. I have this hour where he's going to be home. I'm going to make it as special as I can make it as a surprise. And it took minimal effort. And I ordered some takeout food that was delivered. And we got an hour in our backyard. Nothing special, but it was special.
It was really special.
Yeah. Well, and I think what's special about that is that you're modeling that for your kids, you know, and that's priceless for them.
Yeah, you know. Absolutely. Because I think that's where I got this idea of being friends with your spouse and just how, you know, I know that a lot of people don't get to experience this. A lot of people look at marriage as a partnership or as accomplishing the same goals or as, you know, raising kids or whatever that is. But just the opportunity to be friends with each other is just such a, it's a blessing. Like this is rich blessing and it makes things more enjoyable. It makes things easier. I mean, it's hard to fight and argue with your friend all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's when we remember that our spouse is our friend, it calms things down. It creates room to breathe. And it creates just this opportunity to really love and enjoy each other. Mom and Dad, thank you guys so much for being here with us today. Tall or young marrieds, I just want you to know that the idea of friendship is something you can have in your marriage. But it takes work. But it's not hard work. It's good work. And so work towards it, pursue it, and have fun along the way. Let me pray for us as we wrap up our time. Father God, thank you so much. God, just for the opportunity to hang out with my parents and talk to the young marrieds of our church. God, would you allow all of us to see the beauty that you have placed in marriage for us, for our good, for our enjoyment, for our benefit. God, that we could build friendships with our spouses. Lord, that we could grow in the friendship with our spouse. And God, that we would just live in this blessing that you have given us. Jesus, we thank you, we love you, and we say all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.